25 past 10, and about an hour ago, some crazy scenes at Robina. Yes, a certain phone at a certain store went on sale. Stilgherrian is a technology expert. Hello, Stilgherrian.
Hello, Nicole.
Let's talk techno-cult.
Yes, the whole Apple experience has been compared to a religious cult by people who know more about that subject than I do. A cult of personality around Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, the late Steve Jobs, of course, because he died not all that long ago. And the belief that Apple is a very different kind of company that makes products in a very different kind of way. And if you don't understand that, then you don't understand Apple. It's the whole cult kind of thing around it. There's even actually a website devoted to Apple-related news called Cult of Mac.
Can I jump in and say Stephen Fry is helping Cult of Mac?
Review of the iPhone that Stephen Fry wrote in The Guardian is one of the most embarrassing pieces of technology writing in the history of electricity.
Well, look, I probably couldn't be, I'm not an expert to say that, but it was a little bit...
sycophantic?
Yeah, thank you. Best and most beautiful mobile telecom technology ever yet produced. I'm thinking, you just want a freebie. Surely you just want a freebie.
He's got the freebie. You know, that's why he's able to describe it before it goes on sale. And he's always been a bit of a fan of Apple. But yes, there's a fascinating thing in that article where Stephen Fry points out that the design of the device and the software, the operating system, iOS version 8, is perfect in that they've got all of the workarounds working correctly. And I go, hang on, workarounds are things you do when things aren't perfect. So there's a bit of a logical inconsistency there, but that's Mr. Fry.
Stephen. Now, there are two models being released today. What is the difference, and is it much better than the last lot we got?
Well, this is the key difference of the iPhone 6 compared to all of the previous models. It's actually bigger. The iPhone...
Sorry, I just have to take a moment. So we spend years and years and years and years getting it smaller and smaller and smaller, and then we go, and it's bigger.
Yes, because here's the thing. Steve Jobs was of the opinion that you couldn't make a phone any bigger than the size of the original iPhone and up until today, because if it was any bigger, you can't operate it with one hand. You can't hold it securely in your hand and reach with your thumb to press something on the other side of the screen. And if you notice when people are using a slightly larger phone when walking down the street, they're holding it a little more awkwardly in the hand and having to, so that they can get a little more stretch out of the thumb to reach the opposite side of the screen. And that actually makes it less secure to hold, you're more likely to drop it.
Oh, and doesn't that mean good stuff for Apple? Yes.
So the iPhone was originally supposedly designed to be a one-handed device, and then the iPad was the two-handed device that you hold in both hands. So Steve Jobs is dead. They're free to make a phone with the larger screen to fit, if nothing else, to fit, you know, to compete in that part of the market. You know, being a chap getting a bit older myself, I quite like a slightly bigger screen on the phone. Or if you want to watch video or, you know, email or whatever it might be. So, you know, there is now this sort of gradation of sizes between the smallest smartphones up to the largest smartphones, then the thing called the phablet before you get to a tablet-sized thing. And it's a continuum just really of devices that are pretty much the same thing. I mean, they either run Apple's iOS or Google's Android operating system or whatever. And whether it's a phone or a tablet really just is only determined by whether it has that one bit of circuitry in it that allows you to make telephone calls.
Yeah, see, what I want to know, and this is where Apple can be a little bit sneaky, is they keep changing the points. So all the accessories you have to buy because of the design, the socket. Thank you. And I just wonder with the bigger phone whether this is going to mean you're going to have to dip into your pocket. It's good thing you've got a big phone because you'd have bigger pockets and you might need that.
Suddenly checking. Have they changed connectors? I'm now... no, I won't look at it now because it'll take me a moment to find. There's mixed feelings about that. I mean, Apple does tend to go it alone with certain kinds of technical standards, but often they're ahead of the market. For example, they stopped putting floppy drives in their computers before other people and said, no, we'll only have CDs, CD drives and DVD drives, and now they're dropping them from their laptop computers and saying, no, you'll just do it all over the wireless network. And the rest of the world does kind of follow. Apple does tend to push the boundaries there a bit. But on the iPhone 6, there is something interesting in this. There's a system called Apple Pay, which is like you can wave your PayWave type systems with an NFC chip, a near field communication chip, to just wave it over the terminal and pay for something in a shop. Apple Pay is in the phone to wave over the similar sort of terminal, but instead of making it the standard kind that everyone else uses, it only works in the Apple Pay way. So if you're in a big department store, to accept Apple Pay, they'll have to buy an Apple Pay terminal and Apple gets a cut of the transaction.
Oh, what a surprise.
Apple has something like a billion credit card numbers already on file with the iTunes store. So I've seen a few people speculate that Apple could become a bank.
Wow.
Or at least a financial services institution. And increasingly with the smartphone being set up to hold everything like plane tickets, concert tickets, credit cards, and so on. And Apple is now including a secure storage for things like credit card numbers in the phone. They're kind of pushing this idea of the smartphone being the center of, I'm going to say, Internet of Things now. That's the buzzword of the year. We have to say it at least once per interview when talking about the Internet.
Right.
But the idea that you'll have all sorts of devices that are connected to the Internet, from your car to your air conditioning to your light bulbs, your fridge, whatever it might be, and your smart device, actually the smartphone because you carry it in your pocket, will be the kind of master control panel for all of the gadgetry.
Oh, look, still, Gary, what could possibly go wrong? Hey,
lots to go.
I know. Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to wrap it there. And it's thank you very much, though, for offering us an insight into some of the unique features of this new smartphone that has a lot of people very excited that some of them have been lining up for a week.
People need lives.
Thank you, still, Gary, and freelance technology writer and broadcaster at 28 to 10. Let's get the latest news headlines with Russell Varley. Good morning.